Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, DJ Fresh.
I hit her with a 1-2 like my she's only getting doing that. You know my jewelry's on my phone ringing and I'm coming right now. Beat it up, then I lay it down. I show up every time I watch it back. They say I'm crazy, makes me tall with the rain. If this is so turn on. Bands on my left and my right, I'm just riding through the city. Bands on my left and my right. I'm just riding through the city. I don't even know if I'm living anymore. But I gotta go and get it. A couple bands on my left and my right side. I'm just riding through the city. But I don't even know if I'm living this life right. But I gotta go and get it.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. Hello, world. What's going on,
peace,
everybody?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Peace, Cologne. Peace, peace, man.
Peace,
how are
God.
You? How are you doing, brother?
Doing good, brother. Peace.
Man,
what's good with you, J-Rock?
Hey, man, we finally getting a little sunshine out here, man. Finally getting a little sunshine, man. So I'm excited about this weather, man, about to, you know, after the show, get out and, man, kind of enjoy this weather a little bit, man. Kind of enjoy this sunshine,
oh, hey,
man.
Oh, hey. Hey, that's
yeah,
a start. That's a start.
Yeah. How about yourself, guy? How you holding up, man?
Shoot. Hey, on this side, it's beautiful. I've been outside today. Sun, you know, it's always sunny in the sunshine state. So, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I can't. Hey, I can't wait to join you, brother. I can't wait to join you, man. But,
hey, for sure.
You know,
I remember you was telling me that you were about to be around, down on this side real soon, like around the area, like not too far. So,
and
when that happens, it's really gonna be lit.
Yeah, it's all in the making, God. It's all in the making, man. You know, we got to manifest it first, and then you know, then comes the doing. You feel me? So, man,
for sure.
I got it in the making for sure, man. But, man, I've been out here doing this commerce out here in the city. And, man, just trying to kind of put a lot of people up on it to kind of help guide them and direct them as I'm being guided as well. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, man, trying to start it where home is first. And then, you know, man, redirect my energy elsewhere. But, yeah, man. Right. Yeah, we trying to get down there to that Sunshine State, man. For real, for real.
For sure, yeah,
I was at the weather yesterday. They said it was like 95 degrees in Cali. I said, wow. Yeah, it's live out there, man. Yeah, it's like 95.
It's sun out there.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, man, we creatures of the sun, man. We love that sunshine weather, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get away from the cold, man. Hey, I don't put no meat in my body now, man. So you feel every bit of cold. You know, you're going to feel every bit of it, man. Man, detoxing, you know. Man, haven't had anything to drink, haven't had anything to smoke. Man, I'm really just proud of myself, man. I'm just staying focused, man. You know,
I'm proud of you myself.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, man, I look at it as a fast for me, man. I'm just fasting from all things, man. So
for sure, you know, I'm taking part in. Me and my girl, we actually taking part in Ramadan, where you end up just eating. When the sun go down, you pretty much like just fast all day, like when the sun is up.
Right. Yeah, man, that's a beautiful thing. You know, we had that we talked about the Brahminarians, and I'm trying to get like that brother, man. I'm trying to just, man, live off the air alone. You know what I'm saying? But in due time,
yeah.
I don't think the time is right for it right now, because, man, you can really do stuff like that when you have, like, nothing, when you got everything in order, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to maintain, you know, a strict, you know, it's kind of hard to maintain doing it that way. I think it was more easier for me when I was driving trucks, because, you know, that's basically all you had to do was just sit behind the wheel, you know, and man, you can feel the energy from the sun just by driving. So it was a lot more easier for me. Yeah, but right now, man, I'm putting together so many different projects, man. It's like, man, I feel like sometime I be needing that little boost, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a smooth, you know, whether it's some, you know, some kale or something, you know, a salad or so. Hey, sometimes I need that. Sometimes I feel like I do, you know. But then again, that's just the feeling. That's just the feeling, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Today is Saturday. We missed out on Friday, man, but we're making it up for Financial Fridays, where we come in and give you guys some insight on financing, you know what I'm saying? Like what we plan to put together and what we are working on as well. We as we learn, we teach you guys, you know what I'm saying? And we hope that you guys are enlightened by what we are teaching you. For those who are online, those of you who are online, if you ever want to call in and chat with us, the number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And press 1 if you want to get inside the, you know, to chat with us or conversate with us. And for those who would like to be a part of our private chat, well, we have all the information that we've actually went over. You know, send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And, man, we'll most definitely add you to the private chat. Yeah, man, like I say, man, today is Find Out Your Fridays. I don't want to do too much time wasting today because I see a lot that's inside of the chat. So I know we're going to have a lot to discuss and a lot to go over. Man, was it anything you would like to put out there, Kalon?
No, sir. Just okay. We could just get into it, really. Like you said, it's probably a few things inside the chat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, man, let's go to the chat then. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the private chat. I see you have put a few things, the grantor, the grant. What made you go over this today, Kalon? What was the benefit of this topic?
All right. So the benefit of this topic is that it teaches us the positions and the roles that plays with this trust series that we got going on for Financial Fridays. Because on the previous show on Financial Fridays, we said that we was going to do a series. So we went over the trust. Now today we're actually going over the position in the trust. So we got the grantor, fair law trustee, I mean not trustee, donor. All these people is like pretty much like one and the same in a way, but you can use them. You can use them when appropriate, and
right.
You just go into definitions right. And see when to use them. They can be seen as the same thing, but a slight different. You know what I'm saying? Like you
right.
use it, you use a certain name at a certain time that you're supposed to use it, but
right.
We're going over the position, the grantor today, along with those other names I just said. Then the next show we're going to go on, Financial Friday, is going to try to get the trustee. And the other show after that one should be the beneficiary, and that trust series should be completed.
Exactly.
We're trying to get a little breakdown of it. That's it. Just a little overview.
An overview of what these positions and roles are. So when you set up your trust, you would definitely understand. Well, we want to get you the understanding of exactly the positions that you are putting people in, even your part. Okay. So yeah, man, that's a great idea, Kalon, man. That's a great idea. But okay, I see that you have the in the chat, you know what I'm saying, the etymology word of grantor. Man, let's jump into it, man. Let's jump into it.
Okay, thanks.
All right. It says grantor, which is noun, all right? In legal language, person who makes a grant or conveyance, 1620s from Anglo-French grantor, Old French grantor, agent, noun from grantor, give, agree, consent, admit, or permit, and permit, the grant verb, native from grantor, noun, is a test from 1400th century. All right. And then you go down and I see the grant verb. Okay. I see grantor, the noun, a person who makes a grant in legal form.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm on my iPad, so sometimes this one shows me everything, and then sometimes it doesn't. Was there anything else below that one besides that grantor now?
Actually, no. That was all right there. You know, it's
okay.
Pretty. It's not nothing too long.
Right.
Short
right.
To the
okay.
point.
Just make sure. Okay, and it says a person who makes a grant in legal form. Okay. Now, man, that's the noun definition of grantor. All right. Now let's go. Did you want to, man, say anything about the grantor as far as that one?
Just real fast, the grantor, how is this? In, you see how it starts off and it says in legal language? And it says in legal. Huh?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, it says in legal language, right? So now that's pretty much saying that we're talking about legal, in legal language, legalese. A person who makes a grant or conveyance. So they can give you a permission or consent to convey means to transfer, you know, to, that's what convey means, to transfer.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, you know, it's just a permission. It's the one who gives the permission. But that's pretty much all that I have. It's pretty much self-explanatory. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back diving into the chat. You know what I'm saying? And move to the next one. And the next one, you have grant, the etymology version of grant. All right. Let's go to that one. It says grant, noun, late 14th century. Something granted. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Hey, I was paying attention to what was going on out there. Okay, something granted, authoritative, bestowed.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Bestowed of a privilege, etc. From Anglo-French grunt, Old French grant, collectoral, variant of crient, promise, assurance, vow, agreement, pact, and will, wish, pleasure. From creator, be pleasing, assure, promise, grantee, confirm, authorize. See grant verb. Earlier in English, in now obsolete sense of allowance, permission, 1200th century, especially money formally granted by an authority. From 1800th century, in American English, especially of land, from 1700th century. All right, something granted. All right, this is something granted. Then it goes to grant the verb. In early use, also grunt, early 13th century, to allow, permit something, and consent to a prayer, request, etc. From Old French, grantor, variant of creator, assure, promise, a grantee, swear, confirm, authorize, approve of. From Latin, credentum, nominative, credens, present, participle, of credere, to believe, to trust. See credo. From 1300th century as transfer, possession of in any formal way, meaning admit to be true, acknowledge. In English is from 1300th century, hence to take something for granted, regard as not requiring proof. Okay, regarded as not requiring proof. Okay, 1610, the irregular change of C to G in Old French is perhaps from influence of grand tour related granted granting. Okay, and we can scroll down. Okay, and I believe that was the last of that one. Unless you see anything else on that one, God?
I see why you probably don't be seeing everything on yours, because I had the like it says definition of grant at the bottom, and then you can click like that arrow right on the side of it. It's like an arrow on the right.
On the right. Hold on, let me see.
If you can't see it, I could go over it real quick. Oh my.
Yeah. Definition of grant. Okay, let me see. All right, yeah, I see it. Grant.
Okay, bet.
Verb. Yeah. Let have. Okay. Then grant verb. Give as judge do, or on the basis of merit. Be willing to concede, allow to have, and bestow, especially officially, give over, surrender, or relinquish to the physical control of another, transfer by deed, any monetary aid. Grant now. Any monetary aid. Grant now. The act of providing a subsidy. Law. A transfer of property by deed of conveyance. A contract granting the right to operate of subsidiary business. A privilege, a right or privilege that has been granted. Scottish painter, cousin of Lytton Stacey, and member of the Bloomsbury Group. Grant now, United States actor born in England, who was the elegant leading man in many films, 1904 through 1986. Grant now, 18th President of the United States, commander of the Union armies in the American Civil War. Yeah, so this right here, go back up. And it says something granted. You know, this is sure, you know, the understanding, like, you know, the grant. It was granted. You remember we was talking about grant that was given out from by different organizations. You know what I'm saying? It was something granted. They grant that to you.
Right.
And then to allow or permit, consent to. So those different understandings of grant you have when it comes to the word grant. You have the noun, and then you also have the verb definition. Okay. Anything you'd like to expound on with that one?
Just real quick on the addition to what you have said. Like you said, it was a grant. It's allowance and a permission. Also, it's money formally granted by an authority. So we also know that people get grants for school. People get grants for businesses. You know, it's a lot of grants that go on. And it also talks about how the grant can also be like surrendering or relinquishing the physical control of another, like
right.
to give over. And it also says the law part, which is very important, a transfer of property by deed of conveyance. Yeah.
Right.
And the other one that stands out, the last one that stands out to me, is when it says a contract granting the right to operate a subsidiary business. So, yeah, that's really all I got to say about that one. It just giving
okay.
control to another person, you know what I'm saying, like the property or whatever. Whatever it is, whatever it could be. It doesn't only have to be money that's grant, as we could have seen. It just has to be property.
Exactly. Yeah, most definitely. Okay, all right. So what we can do now is go back into the private chat, and we'll go over the Wikipedia definition of grant. As I see in the chat, all right?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right. Okay, and then it says, grant, a grant in law
One second, he just called. It says the call just dropped. So, just one second. All right, I see him back in. Yeah, it said.
Wow. Yeah. They kicked me off. I was watching my phone, man. That thing kicked me off, man. It hung up. But man. We ain't gonna let that stop us, man. All right, we back at it. And it says grant law. All right, a grant in law is a transfer of property, generally from a person or other entity giving the property, the grantor, to a person or entity receiving the property, the grantee. There it is. When he just made reference to, it can also be a property, you see. And so I'm gonna read that again. A grant in law is a transfer of property, generally from a person or other entity giving the property, the grantor, to a person or entity receiving the property, which is the grantee. All right, so keep that in mind. All right. Historically, a grant was a transfer by deed of that which could not be passed by livery, an act evidenced by letters patent under the Great Seal. Granting something from the king to a subject, and a technical term made use of in deeds of conveyance of land to important a to I'm sorry, lands to import a transfer. All right. So this right here told you that the king, you know, was able to basically, you know what I'm saying, he was the grantor. All right. And so it says, let me read that again. Historically, A grant was a transfer of deed of that which could not be passed by livery. And let's go into livery. I want to make sure I understand what that livery actually means. And it says, a livery company is the name used for a guide in the City of London. Members of the company were allowed to dress their servants in the distinctive uniform of their trade, and the company's charters enabled them to prevent others from embarking upon the trades within the company's jurisdiction. Okay, so this is basically a company. That basically is like, you know, yeah, it's just basically like a company that, you know, they put together that, you know, they set up these guidelines to be able to do certain things inside of this company or organization, you know. And yeah, so let's go back to it. All right. I had to pull it back up, man. My iPad, y'all forgive me. It's kind of slow today, man. All right. And it says, an act evidenced by letters patent under the Great Seal, granting something from the king to a subject. All right. And a technical term made use of indeed of conveyance of land to import a transfer. Alright. Though the word grant was originally made use of in treating of conveyance of interest in lands to denote a transfer by deed of that which could not be passed by livery, and was applied only to corporal hereditaments. Okay, it becomes a generic term applicable to the transfer of all classes of real property. As distinguished from a mere license, a grant passes some estate or interest, corporal or incorporal, in the lands which it embraces, and can only be made by an instrument in writing under seal, and is irrevocable when made unless an express power of revocation is reserved. A license is a mere authority and passes no estate or interest whatever, and may be made by parole, and is revocable at will. And when revoked, the protection which is gauge ceased to exist. Man, you know what? They just said something powerful on this part. Let me read that last part again. It says, a license is a mere authority and passes no estate or interest whatever, and may be made by parole, and is revocable at will, and when revoked, the protection which it gave ceases to exist. Man, I want people to understand when they talk about license like that. That really broke down, even though we're not even on that topic. But you know, it's telling you exactly what the license, when you hear license, actually is. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had a kinfolk that we went out to eat yesterday, and man, you know, she was hard on herself because, you know, she had made, like, a lot of mistakes as a child growing up. And I didn't know that it affected you when you tried to get – once you got older, because you would look and think that a juvenile record wouldn't even follow you because that's what they was told, right? But she stated that she wanted to get a gun license. And I was like, you know, that's just like asking for permission for something. So why would you want to do it when you got rights that come with that? You see what I'm saying? So but she was insistent. You know, some people they listen but they don't hear you. You see what I'm saying? And so and she was just going hard on herself, like, man, I can't get my gun license. I really want it. I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, carry and this and that. And I'm like, wow, okay. You know, but it's just mere authority. You know what I'm saying? And it's revocable at will. Understand that. So, you know, but yeah, man, I'm going to carry on. And legal conveyancing. The grant is the means by which a party conveys title or encumbrance. In trust law, the grant is the act by which the settlor creates the trust for the interest of the trustee. In an option contract, the right of the optionee to exercise the option is considered a grant on the part of the optioner.
Philanthropy.
Say it again, guys. Say it again.
Like philanthropy.
Philanthropy. Okay. A donor may provide a grant of money. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, and I believe that's the end of that one, man. That's the end of that one. Okay. How we looking with the time, man? Have we went over the 30-minute mark?
Yeah, we're about over the half an hour mark.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man. Let's go into a quick break real quick. And man, we're going to jump back into this private chat, man, and finish what we have in the private chat, man. All right, man. Peace to the God.
Peace to God.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, dealer departed, y'all is the day, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe, got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late, bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6-4, bounce, bitch, bounce, hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, black out when I back out. Blow the horn for pedestrian, short ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah. Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit in UK
can't even put it out. Got the billboard melodies, rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side, and I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it, let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then, I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless, then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN, and I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll, and you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though, but you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hidden hills, and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go, nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit, and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know, sings God with the God flow.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. God, I'm going to unmute you. You can mute yourself. You can just mute, punch in whenever you want to.
I bet, man. Peace back to the gods.
All right, for sure. So we're going to continue. We're going to continue and everything. We just actually, those who just came in, we're just catching up. We're talking about Grant here on Financial Fridays. And J-Rock just went over Grant Law, and how a grant in law is a transfer of property, you know, from one person, the grantor, to the grantee, you know, the person who is receiving the property. And he also went over how we're saying that you were talking about some license. A license can also be a grant, and how a license can be pretty much revoked. On one of our shows coming up, we're gonna go over the licenses as well. It was self-explanatory, but yeah. It also talks about philanthropy and how a grant, we know a grantor, trustor, sellor, donor or donor. I just say donor because it kind of rhymes. But yeah, philanthropy. In philanthropy, if you're giving money, you're going to be seen as not as a grantor necessarily. I mean, you're still seen as a grantor, but more specifically, you're going to use the word donor or donor. But anyway, let's go ahead and go back inside the private chat. See what we got here. Let's see what we got here. All right. So we're going to go to etymology, right? And since we just went over the donor, let's just look up the etymology donor inside here. So we pulled that one up. And it says donor. Now, mid-15th century, donor, one who gives or bestows, one who makes a grant. From Anglo-French donor, Old French donaire, Modern French donaire, from Latin donatorium, nominative donator, giver, donor, agent noun, from past participle stem of donare, give as a gift, from donum, gift, from pi root, do, to give. As person, from whom blood is removed from transfusion by 1875, in reference to those living or dead, from whom organs or tissues are removed for transplantation, by 1918, originally of guinea pigs. So you can scroll down at the bottom. It says donor, noun, person who makes a gift of property. Then it also says donor, medicine, someone who gives blood or tissue or an organ to be used in another person, the hoax. So, as we can see, the donor, just like the grantor, gives property. It gives property. But also a donor can be, in a medical standpoint, you know, a person that gives blood or actually donates their organs to another person or to another host. So we're going to go back inside the private chat. We just went over donor just now. So let's see. All right, we got Settler in here, right? Yes, we got Settler. So we're going to open up Settler inside of Wikipedia. Right? And it says, Settler. In law, a settler is a person who settles property on trust law for the benefit of beneficiaries. In some legal systems, a settler is also referred to as a trustor or occasionally a grantor or donor. So occasionally it's seen as a grantor or donor, right? And let's go back to the top where it says a settler is a person who settles property on trust law. And it has a hyperlink for settler. Well, not settler, settles. So we're going to click settles. And it says settlement. And it has in parentheses trust. A settlement in trust law is a deed, also called a trust instrument, whereby real estate, land, or other property is given by a settlor into trust, so the beneficiary has the limited right to the property, for example, during their lifetime, but usually has no right to sell, bequeath, or otherwise transfer it. Instead, the property devolves as directed by the settlement. So, and it also goes down here, say history. In most jurisdictions, settlements only confer beneficial rights under a trust. They were formerly used to create legal estates for life or entail, or to make provisions for portions for younger children. And that was a settlement. And it said a settlement is a deed, you know, also called a trust instrument. So yeah, let's go back. All right. So now we're back to settler. And it says, in law, a settler is a person who settles property on trust law for the benefit of beneficiaries. And in some legal systems, a settler is also referred to as a trustor or occasionally a grantor or donor. Where the trust is a testamentary trust, the settler is usually referred to as the testator. So whenever it's a testamentary trust, the settler will be referred to as a testator. The settler may also be the trustee of the trust, where he declares that he holds his own property on trust. Or a third party may be the trustee, where he transfers the property to the trustee on trust. In the common law of England and Wales, it has been held controversially that where a trustee declares an intention to transfer trust property to a trust of which he is one of several trustees, that is a valid settlement, notwithstanding the property is not vested in the other trustees. capacity to be a trustee is generally coextensive with the ability to hold and dispose of a legal or beneficial interest in property. In practice, special considerations arise only with respect to minors and mentally incapacitated persons. All right. So if we could look at this one right here, where it says capacity to be a trustee is generally coextensive. And it also talks about special considerations arise only with respect to minors and mentally incapacitated persons. So we went over a show where we talked about incompetence versus competence, and it talks about the capacity, the mental capacity of persons, especially when dealing with legal affairs and dealing with the courts. And this is where a trustee kind of comes in. So if it's a minor, either where it's physical, where it's a child, or if it's a childlike mind state, like they have a legal disability or they can't talk for themselves or they don't know anything about administering, you know, being an administrator, then a trustee who does have the capacity will be the trustee for them as a who will be the beneficiary. They will be the beneficiary, the children, because they don't have the mental capacity to be in the position of the trustee. And it says a settlor may create a trust by manifesting an intention to create it. In most countries, no formalities are required to create an inter vivos trust over personal property, but there are often formalities associated with trust over real property or testamentary trust. The words or acts of the settlor must be sufficient to establish an intention that either another person or the settlor himself shall be trustee of the property on behalf of the beneficiary, and a general intention to benefit another person on its own is sufficient. These formalities apply to express trust only and not to resulting implied or constructive trust. For a settlor to validly create a trust, in most common law legal systems, they must satisfy the three certainties established in Knight versus Knight, which is Knight spelled K-N-I-G-H-T versus K-N-I-G-H-T. It says, number one, certainty of intention, whether the settlor or testator has manifested an intention to create a trust. Number two, certainty of subject matter, whether the property identified as being settled is sufficiently accurately identified. Three, certainty of objects, the beneficiaries must be clearly ascertainable within the perpetuity period. All right, let's see what is the perpetuity period. And let's talk about the beneficiary. And it says the rule against perpetuities is a legal rule in the Anglo-American common law that prevents people from using legal instruments, usually a deed or a will, to exert control over the ownership of private property for a time long beyond the lives of people living at the time the instrument was written. Specifically, the rules forbid a person from creating future interests, traditionally contingent remainders, and executory interests in property that would vest beyond 21 years after the lifetimes of those living at the time of creation of the interest, often expressed as a life in being plus 21 years. And it says, in essence, the rule prevents a person from putting qualification and criteria in a deed or a will that would continue to affect the ownership of property long after he or she has died. A concept often referred to as control by the deed, hand, or mortmain. Okay, so yeah, it's called a rule against perpetuities. And what I get from it is that this protects the trustees or executor, anybody in the executor, administer, because that's controlling position, to not add or subtract anything into the trust deed or the trust instrument to affect the owner. How would it affect the owner if someone adds or subtracts something from the trust? It basically, the grantor is the owner. The grantor is seen as the owner or the creator. So if the trustee switched something over, it makes it look like the grantor did it, the owner did it. So that's literally what they are trying to prevent happening, making the trustee look like the owner as well, when the trustee is just the executor or the administrator. So yeah, that's rule against perpetuities. And we're going to go to the previous page. And it says, where a settlement of property on a third-party trustee by a settlor fails, the property is usually said to be held on resulting trust for the settlor. However, if a settlor validly transfers property to a third-party and the words used are held not to create a trust, the usual rule is that the donee takes the property absolutely. So, if a settlor or the grantor transfers a property to a third party, and it's something it's not held in trust necessarily, but they say they want to transfer it, the rule is that the donee, which is the one who accepted the donation from the donor, which is the settlor as well, takes the property absolutely. Like, without rejection, they probably don't even have to say anything, but they take it absolutely. All right. Now we're going to go back into the private chat. That was settlor as well. That was settlor. So we're going to go all the way at the bottom in the private chat. It says grantor. It says grantor. What is a grantor? A grantor is an individual or other entity that creates a trust, i.e. the individual whose assets are put into the trust, regardless of whether the grantor also functions as the trustee. The grantor may also be referred to as the settlor, trust maker, or trustor. A grantor can also refer to the seller or writer of either call or put options contracts who collects the premiums for which the options are sold. Options are sold through exchanges to option holders who are responsible for the payment of the premium. This is key takeaways. A grantor is the entity that establishes a trust and legally transfers control of those assets to a trustee who manages it for one or more beneficiaries. In certain types of trust, the grantor may also be the beneficiary, the trustee, or both. That's only in certain types of trusts. Remember, there's over 60 different types of trust, so you got to be mindful in which one you have and learning how to move with it, when to use settlor, trustor, grantor, donor. And the thing, it also says that a grantor may also refer to an options writer who earns a premium when they sell options contracts. Understanding grantors, trust creators. The grantor is the person who creates a trust, and the beneficiaries are the persons identified in the trust to receive the assets. The assets in the trust are supplied by the grantor. The associated property and funds are transitioned into the ownership of the trust. So that pretty much all in all, if you just didn't catch that, that's if the creator of the trust, which is the grantor, can give his property over to the trust, so it no longer belongs to the creator, who is the grantor. Now it solely belongs to the trust, and the trustee manages it for the beneficiary. And it says the grantor may function as the trustee, allowing for the management of the property contained therein, but this is not required. If the grantor is the trustee, the trust is referred to as a grantor trust. Non-grantor trusts are still funded by the grantor, but control of the assets is relinquished, allowing the trust to function as a separate tax entity from the grantor. Okay. What are trusts? Trusts are designed to hold money, investment, or property for various purposes. Different types of trusts: testamentary trusts, living inter vivos trusts, revocable trusts, irrevocable trusts, and more protect assets in different ways. Trusts can facilitate a smooth and speedy transfer of assets upon death, eliminate probate costs, minimize estate taxes, and ensure that the settlor's assets are used in the way intended. For example, a trust can allow a parent to make sure a child doesn't squander an inheritance. Trust also let the settlor decide at a time when they have full mental capabilities what should happen to the assets in the event of future mental disability or incapacity. So, as you've seen just now, what the trust can do is eliminate probate. It can minimize estate taxes. And it also has an intention inside of there to set up a statement or a plan for the trustee to control the assets for the benefits, because they're not mentally capable yet. So that could be a child like mine, or it could be a child, like literally a young adult, like who haven't reached the age of 18 yet. So yeah, so you can put all that inside the trust, and the trust can, the trustee can administer it to where they don't make foolish decisions with the money. Because if you give a child money, you know what I'm saying, a child like 10 years old, you just give them an inheritance, they be like, what? I got five million right now. You know what I want? I want to buy me this, that. I know we ever went in the store and we went in with either our own children or we went in with, you know, just cousins, relatives, like who at a young age. And with every time we go into the store, they want stuff. They don't understand the concept of finances just yet. Sometimes they even walk out with the stuff. Like, they don't even know to go to the cashier to do a transaction. So it's like that, you know, you don't want somebody to be reckless like
that.
They basically
want everything they see. And that's really where that trust is come in at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. But yeah, so let's go back to the reading. And it also says what should happen to the assets in the event of future mental disability or incapacity. So even like future wise, like what if somebody is like disabled for a lifetime? People have disabilities for their whole lives sometimes. So in the trust, you have to prepare for that. You have to write out if it happens in future reference where they can take care of themselves, then you have to have a plan. Does it go to someone else, or do you just let a trustee take care of them for the rest of their lives? You just got to make a good plan. Understanding grantors, options, sellers. Synonymous with option writer. A grantor creates contracts for selling options for an underlying interest or asset. For example, say a grantor has sold a call option or assumed a short position in a call option. If the call option is exercised, then the grantor has to sell the underlying stock at the strike price. Conversely, if the grantor sells a put option, the grantor is said to be long and must purchase the underlying stock at the strike price. Serving the function of an option writer is relatively risky, especially on a naked position when the writer does not actually have possession of the asset involved in the contract. What are options contracts? Options are contracts that provide the buyer and seller the right but not the obligation to purchase or sell a particular asset at a specified price, referred to as the strike price, on a particular date. These contracts are supported by the presence of the underlying asset, which may be composed of a particular stock, an exchange-traded fund, ETF, or other applicable financial products. The options writer or grantor has no authority as to whether the option will be exercised before the contract expires. In cases where a grantor anticipates a loss based on the position, they can choose to participate in a secondary deal with another party designed to offset the risk associated with the obligation. And that one was talking about the options contract. Not really, it's a very risky position to be in. You don't really want to be inside that position necessarily. No, let's go ahead for time's sake. Take the next step in becoming a better day trader. Okay, so that was actually the end of that reading for a grand tour and everything. It was a beautiful show. You know, getting to know who the grand tour was. You got a little bit on the trustee, but this wasn't really about the trustee. You went over the grantor, the donor, the sailor, the trustor. And yeah, they have some interesting positions. You gotta know when to take off the hat and when to tilt the hat to the side. Because you could still be wearing the same hat, which is the grantor, right? But if you tilt it to the left a little bit, it looks different. You know, if you tilt your hat to the left, you're still wearing the same grantor hat. But when you tilt it to the left, it's seen as a donor. You're seen that in philanthropy, you're seen as a donor. Or if you tip it to the right, and you're seen as just simply a grantor, you know, a grantor trust. You're the grantor of the trust, and you're the trustee as well as the grantor. So it's seen as a grantor's trust if you tilt the hat to the right. But in all, you're still seen as a grantor. But you know, it's a beautiful show. I like the Financial Fridays. Can't wait for the next show so we could go ahead and go into the trustee, go into the beneficiary the following Financial Friday, so we can end the series on trust and call it that. It was just like an overview. It's nothing too deep. You know, we keep everything deep in the private chats and stuff like that, and in the private classes that we got going on. But yeah, we just felt like we should have touched upon this, and we have another show today, Saturday. So tomorrow, yeah, we got Knowledgeable Sundays. It was on my tongue. I got it. But yeah, we got Knowledgeable Sundays coming on tomorrow. We gonna be there. Hey, we got something planned for tomorrow. Real good. It's always a good show. Never try to waste anybody's time, because time is very valuable. So we try to make valuable shows that you can use, nothing worthless. And yo, we just gonna have to see you guys tomorrow on Knowledgeable Sundays. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just this computer. But yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed their time. I hope everybody's days continue to go beautiful and pleasant. Or pleasant and beautiful. Pleasant, beautiful. But yeah, I'm going to just say peace to God.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of gold plated Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dawg? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff and he'd really know me. Coulda let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that power my dreams and my ego.
Call in the workers, you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He could back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this, cause he could back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this, cause I can back it up. I got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego, it's too much. I walk like this, cause I can back it up. I don't need no beat, I can sing it with piano.